88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio right now by Joshua Radin. He's got his brand new album coming out on January 27th called The Fall, but he's going to have a very special, already sold out album release at the Troubadour on January 25th. So thank you so much for stopping on by today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, is this you've played at the Troubadour before, correct?
A couple times, but it's been years and years, maybe like 7-8 years ago.
And this seems like the perfect place really to share this new work with people, just because you're out in the audience, you're out there live. It's not like a lot of venues where the stage is kind of backed up. You're right there in front of them, right in front of their faces, and get to really share it with everybody who's going to go to the show.
Exactly. It's a nice intimate place. And I thought, it's a place that my friends love to go and see music. So, I wanted this to, for the album release, I wanted it to be sort of a show, but sort of a party as well. Sort of like a good hang with my friends.
Awesome. Well, kind of getting into the album, this did represent a little bit of a change for you, at least in terms of physically creating the album. This is the first one that you've gone out and produced yourself.
Yeah.
Was there anything that went into the decision to specifically do that? Did you feel like the songs merited that you really wanted to focus on it on your own, or was it just kind of like, you know what, I want to try it out type of thing?
More the latter. I've just worked with, this is my 7th studio album, full-length album, and the previous 6, I'd worked with different producers, and I've learned a lot by watching them. And I just wanted to see if I could do it. You know, there's something nice about being in complete control. I already have that in my career because I left the record label like 4 albums ago. So I've been doing everything on my own in terms of the business side. And I do write all my songs myself. And so I just figured the one thing I haven't been doing on my own is producing the records. So that was the last thing to try.
This is called In Your Hands. My oh my, this hair of gold. Pull it back from your eyes. I know you're scared and alone, but you don't have to hide. You need to take your time, so I'll set you free. I don't want you when you're blind. So I'll wait for that day when I hear you say, don't drop me, 'cause I'm hoping to land in your hands. And if you don't believe, I promise to make you see, I'll come find you, remind you it's time, you are mine, forever mine. And now it's winter setting in, 2 days since auld lang syne, and you don't like the shape you're peace to find. But if you feel like you could fall, maybe I could fall too. But if you give it all, 'cause if you promise me the best of you, then I'll wait for that day when I drop me, 'cause I'm hoping to land in your hands. And if you don't believe, I promise to make you see, I'll come find you, remind you it's time, you are mine, forever mine. You're scared if you wait too long. Your light won't guide me home. But don't be frightened by the dark before dawn. Sometimes we must go it alone. Till then I'll wait for that day when I hear you say, don't drop me, 'cause I'm hoping to land in your hands. And if you don't believe, I promise to make you see, I'll come find you, remind you it's time.
It's almost like you're just telling the story and just telling the feeling of who you are in that moment. You really see that shine through.
Yeah, they're just all my songs. They're all, ever since I started 12 years ago, they're all just journal entries, you know. I used to keep a journal. Then I learned how to play a few chords on the guitar, so now I just write those journal entries musically.
So it's really like you, this is almost literally your journal. It's like, this is, you can look, we can all read your journal for the past.
Yeah. That's I never really listened to records I've made before because I mean, I do every now and again. It's sort of like when you pull out an old diary from 10 years ago, you don't sit around and read it all the time. You know, you sort of listen to it or you read it, you read passages when you want to see, how much you've grown or changed over time. So every now and again, I pull out an old album and take a listen, and I just hear, oh, God, I would have done that differently, or, you know, those sorts of things. Sometimes I'm amazed that I feel like my singing voice sounds a bit different over the years. I don't know how that changes, but it's interesting. And lyrically, I like going back and every now and again listening to something I've written before because, my favorite teacher used to tell me that every year he would read Catcher in the Rye because he could tell every year a bit how much he's grown, just how he read it differently. And I think that's a good analogy when it comes to, listening to an album that you've created. It's sort of like I'll listen to it once a year maybe or once every couple of years just to see how I've grown musically but also as a person.
The song's called High and Low. When the old soles of your shoes are worn through, and it's too far to find your way home, you're feeling older than you used to. Can't stop thinking you'll be left alone. Don't you worry now, don't let life get you down. Just remember you're mine, and I see you. In the high and low, in the high and low, I'll find you. And I see you anywhere you go, anywhere you go, I'll follow you anywhere. You say you're so cold as you reach for my oldest t-shirt to keep you warm. We'll never grow old, we'll never want more. This love will weather any storm. Don't you worry now, don't let life get you down. Just remember you're mine, and I'll see you in the high and low, in the high and low. See you anywhere you go, anywhere you go, I'll follow you anywhere, I'll follow you anywhere. you're scared, you can hold my hand. Were you dreaming about falling? Open your eyes, I'm a good place to land. Don't you worry now, don't let life get you down. Just remember you're mine, and I'll see you in the high and low. In the high and low I'll find you, and I'll see you anywhere you go. Anywhere you go I'll follow you anywhere. I'll follow you anywhere.
I love going to see stand-up comedians, and I love the way they craft their sets. You know, it's not like they're going out and trying new things every single night. They're crafting a set. And I try to, a lot of times I try to write songs and record them and make albums based on when I'm out on the road. I might think during a certain show, my brain goes somewhere and I'll say, you know, it'd be really great if I had a song about this, or a song that was musically more like this in this little spot right here in this set. And, so I try to make the set as tight as possible. And then usually what changes the most are the stories I tell in between the songs, which for people that have come see me play, they know that that I talk a lot during the set. And I try to make myself as vulnerable as possible throughout the shows, because when people always come up to me after the shows, and when I meet people and they say, you know, I love this song and this song, but I really love that you gave an introduction to this song and why you wrote this and where that song came about, because all of a sudden I have this different perspective when I listen to it. So I try to keep it not just music, but also storytelling, and because that's what I feel like I'm doing when I break out my guitar and I'm telling stories. This is called Song for You.
Waves crash over me again and again. There's a storm approaching land, and I'm so far out in the undertow, blindly praying for the sand. I built the boat that caused my sinking, nothing to blame but my own hands. The final lifeboat has been, and I find I'm playing with the band. This song for you. This song for you. When we first met, I held a hammer in my hands, a box of nails I used before. Turns out the woodshed now is empty. I didn't know the job in store. I thought the plans I drew were carefully drawn, but alas, I'm just a fool. Now I'm drowning in my sorrow, like when a builder blames his tools and sings his song. Singing his song for you. Find what you love and let it kill you. But I have always been unsure if this was spoken by a madman or by a doctor. So as I'm fighting with the ocean, too soon to tell if I'll survive. Will I meet you underwater? Will we be swallowed by the tide and drown in this song? Drowned. drown in this song for you.
So again, a sold out show at the Troubadour coming up on January 25th. The Fall comes out on January 27th. It's Joshua Radin here at 88.5 KCSN. Thank you so much for coming on by.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.